It's Friday, time for our weekly chat about business news with Jack Robinson, editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Hey, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
One of Sacramento's most visible hotels, you can actually see it from the freeway if you're on Business 80 near Arden, this hotel is quickly shut down to settle city complaints over crime and code violations. What exactly was going on there?
This is a huge hotel complex right next door to Arden Fair. It's quite visible, and it was once upon a time one of our better properties, but it's fallen a long way in recent decades. Under the name Sacramento Inn, it's sort of been limping along. Several of the buildings are actually uninhabitable, and it's become a magnet for crime. So Kumar Sharma, who leased the property, he also, by the way, owns the Woodlake Hotel nearby, shut it down under a settlement with the city. And now the property owner has to decide what to do with it.
We've had a lot of new hotels popping up lately. You think another owner will come in, fix this one up, and reopen it?
Probably not. It seems like this property is so far gone, it's likely to be torn down, and it could be soon. The question is, though, what to do with the spot? This is 19 acres next to Arden Fair, so in some ways it's a prime spot. A new hotel is a possibility. So is perhaps an entertainment use or a retail. You know, one challenge is that the access to the site is a little difficult. Getting to it around the mall is a challenge, so it wouldn't be good for business that depends on casual customers.
I wanted to ask you about the drought and business. I mean, ski resorts had another miserable season. So is the drought starting to hurt our economy?
You know, it certainly was bad for businesses in the Sierra. This is like at least the second bad year for the ski season. But it doesn't seem to have had much of an effect on the state's economy overall. In fact, spending by tourists, just this week we had a report that tourist spending was up 4% last year from 2013. And you know, more broadly, the engines of our economy just don't depend that much on water. You know, even agriculture. Well, for one thing, agriculture had a good year last year, despite the drought. But even then, it's only like 2% of our GDP. And so, you know, at some point, drought could certainly start to drive businesses away from California, of course, but we're not close to that point.
Well, there is this company out of Davis that has come up with a, I guess you could call it a drought-friendly strain of rice, and they're becoming a publicly traded company. We've talked about them before. They're called Arcadia Biosciences.
Really interesting company. It's on the cutting edge of ag research that could help a lot of people. It's sort of a mission-driven company. And that rice, for example, uses a lot less water than conventional rice. And that could make a big difference around the world. And there's another variety they're working on that has yields 27% larger than conventional rice. So the company plans an initial public offering of stock to raise $86 million for development. And this would be the first local company to go public since Marone Bioinnovations about 2 years ago.
And going public is a big deal, right?
As we've talked about before, it's a sign of visibility for the region. Even if being a public company is kind of a pain, it is a real sign of economic vibrancy for the Sacramento region.
Seems like quite a few chain restaurants have been going out of business lately in the Sacramento area. And I know it's not too unusual for small eateries, mom-and-pop places, to close. But these big chains, I mean, is this a trend or is it a coincidence that several have closed?
I don't think it's a coincidence. You know, the circumstances are different for each of these. Some of them are franchisees who got in trouble. Some of them are corporate operations. But the common denominator here is that they're all sort of aging national brands with, you know, rather tired, bland menus that appeal to a dwindling demographic. We're talking about Coco's near Arden Fair, Caro's in Placerville and Roseville all closed, a couple of Chili's outlets, TGI Fridays in Elk Grove. These chains are hurting everywhere nationally because consumers are increasingly looking for, you know, sort of more authentic dining experiences, whether it's local or a chain operation. What's interesting here is that in Sacramento, it may be a especially tough market for these kinds of chains, you know, given all the buzz about farm to fork and concern about health. Sonia Sorich, our restaurant writer, actually suggests that they might want to start adding kale to their mozzarella sticks.
Okay. Thanks, Jack.
You're welcome.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. You can hear our previous conversations at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.